Hello and welcome back to Happiness Debunked. This is Carolyn.
My name is Eva.
And I'm Stephanie. In today's episode, we want to talk about why it is important not to be happy all the time.
Let's go. So, I recently read an interesting article in The Independent about happiness, but it took a different approach than you would expect. A Danish psychologist called Svend Brinkmann talked about his studies and his book on the importance of unhappiness.
Oh, that sounds unusual. What did he propose?
Brinkmann basically said that it is not healthy to be happy all the time. The article calls his book an anti-self-help book. Brinkmann argues that without the bad things in life, we would never appreciate the good, and that it is totally fine to feel sad, angry, guilty, or ashamed. What do you two think about that?
That is so true. I think it is really important to accept all emotions, positive and negative.
I agree. I feel like the constant pressure to be happy can actually make you more dissatisfied.
You're right, and who even decides what happiness means? I would say that everyone probably defines happiness differently.
Absolutely. For one person, it might mean having lots of money and owning a lot of stuff. And for someone else, happiness might consist of being healthy and surrounded by friends and family.
Unhappiness and being down, on the other hand, gets a bad reputation. It feels like though we rarely talk about it.
Especially on social media nowadays. I feel like many people only show the most positive aspects of their lives, and that makes it seem like they're always happy.
Totally. It feels like there's only one acceptable emotion, being happy. Seeing that automatically leads to a comparison.
And as they say, comparison is a thief of joy. So when you compare yourself to others who only show their best side, you set yourself up for disappointment.
I couldn't agree more. For many, it can even become a vicious cycle, and in the long run, it could actually lead to much more serious mental health issues such as depression.
That's true. Happiness as the idea and the representation on social media can have serious effects on your mental health. We definitely need to be aware of that.
Especially nowadays when everyone seems to be striving for perfectionism and ultimate happiness.
However, there are more and more people on social media who also share their lows. Something we could do is follow more of those people who share all aspects of their life in a realistic way. We need to realize that everyone has bad days and that no one is always happy.
True. I also feel genuinely connected to people that approach life in a similar way. Some of them share their experience and feelings to everyone, are open for a conversation, reminding you that you're not alone and we are all going through something, which can be really empowering.
I actually disagree. I think the basis is still the same. Social media is designed for us to focus on receiving followers and likes and comments. And this is a way of sort of quantifying popularity, which, in my opinion, will often lead to unhappiness because you will inevitably evaluate your numbers and over time probably try to increase those numbers. And I think that even those people who also share their lows, if you will, they still receive feedback and probably also take value from that feedback. And I just don't think that there is a way to escape this vicious cycle of social media.
I guess it all depends on your attitude towards social media. I don't think that everyone there is only for fame and popularity. Some use the platform for spreading information and raising awareness for various topics. That could be the mindfulness of one's emotions.
Maybe we just need more of those who don't just rely on the superficial side of social media, simply more depth and more reality.
I don't think social media is taking the first step there. Only when societal habits change and when being happy is no longer the only acceptable option, I think then we will truly have achieved progress.
Yeah, you're right. That basically means that everyone is partly responsible for it. Speaking more generally, I would say that it is important to accept the ebbs and flows of everyday life. Whether you're happy or sad is only temporary. And all emotions are an important part of life.
I agree. We need to take care of ourselves, no matter how we feel. And if we feel like we are too overwhelmed and need support, there are many options out there to get help. That could mean talking to a friend or a family member, or even reaching out to healthcare professionals, such as doctors or psychologists.
Yes, that is so true. There's no shame in admitting that we need help.
Right. Remember, it is okay not to be happy all the time.
And that's it for today's episode. We hope that you were able to take something away from our conversation.
As always, thank you for listening to Happiness Debunked.
And please remember to take care of yourself. Until next time.